Have you noticed the sudden increase in vaccine injuries and deaths among people that you know? People around you? I was on the radio show with Wayne Allen Root the other day, and he was telling me that he just got married, I think 5 months ago, something like that, and he had a couple hundred people at his wedding. He said he estimated about 50 of those people were vaccinated, because, of course, most of his friends are not vaccinated. He's a conservative. But he thought about 50 had been vaccinated. And out of those 50, he said that 16 were now dead or seriously hospitalized or hospitalized with serious health conditions. That's about one third of the vaccinated people in just 5 months. Now, I understand that's anecdotal evidence, but Wayne Allen Root, he's a serious guy about this issue, and he called all the family members of all the people who died to find out and confirm whether they're vaccinated or not, and he did quite a bit of research on this to come up with those numbers. And the thing is, it's not just him that's noticing this. I'm hearing reports from lots of people who have close friends or family members or coworkers who took the vaccine, the COVID jab, the clot shot, and now they're experiencing heart trouble, chest pains. They're being hospitalized and they're really, really sick. A lot of couples that got vaccinated are really sick. And when they catch something now, it doesn't just last 1 or 2 days. It's lasting 2 to 4 weeks. And the degree of the sickness is really extreme. I mean, it's a lot of these people end up in the hospital, and then, of course, they're murdered in the hospitals. So the chickens are coming home to roost. Those people who took the clot shots, who decided to commit vaccine suicide, well, that suicide is catching up to them. And it's ugly to watch. Because we tried to save all these people. We don't think anybody deserves to die, even if you're delusional about vaccines and science and medicine and what have you. You still don't deserve to die, in my opinion. We tried to save everybody. Try to say, you don't need to do that, you know? You don't have to die as part of the, like a human guinea pig medical experiment. You can make a choice. But they wanted to believe in science, so they took the jab, and then it turned their bodies, of course, into biological weapons factories. So these people who are mostly leftists, but not all, but primarily leftists, these people became bioweapons factories, which means they became biologically toxic, and then they began to shed onto others. They're shedding the spike protein nanoparticles onto other people. So they are, in effect, they're walking bioweapons distribution hubs. They are toxic to themselves and to everyone around them, physiologically speaking, which is 100% aligned with who most of these leftists are culturally as well. They are culturally toxic because they believe in child grooming and pedophilia and transgenderism, mutilation of children, and all these things. They are toxic in every imaginable way. Most of them are anti-God too, by the way, so they're toxic in terms of spirituality. They're toxic to democracy because they always vote for the most destructive candidates, like Joe Biden, who did get a few tens of millions of votes, not the 81 million that was claimed, but he did get some votes from these toxic people who are now dying in record numbers. I mean, right now we have over 1.1 million excess deaths in the United States since the vaccines began, and that number is going to skyrocket. It's happening now. I would imagine that by the end of 2022, we're going to have at least 2 million excess deaths. And I wouldn't be surprised if that number continues at about an extra million deaths per year for the next 10 years. That's right. We'll end up with probably somewhere around 10 million people dead from the vaccine in America over the next decade. And that's if they don't die first from the food scarcity, the starvation, World War III, you know, EMP attacks, nuclear terrorism, or whatever else the powers that be have in store in order to exterminate the human race. But isn't it amazing how these leftists who really worship the vaccine, they worship Fauci, and yet they turn their bodies into a shedding biological weapons factory, becoming toxic to the world around them in a physical way. And yet, that's also reflective of how they've been toxic in every other possible way as well, toxic online. That's why they're losing their minds, freaking out over the fact that Elon Musk is buying Twitter. because without censorship, the left has nothing. If they can't censor, then they will lose every argument and every debate. Without censorship, they can't exist. Their entire fake narrative, the fake philosophies, fake facts, fake history, fake news, all of it crumbles under the weight of reason and evidence, real evidence, such as the evidence that the vaccines are killing people. So not only is their world, the left, their world is being destroyed partially by Elon Musk, which is hilarious. Their bodies are being destroyed from the inside. Their entire concept of what society should be is crumbling by the day, and partly because they are taking themselves out of this world, because they are killing themselves and the people they hang around with. See, leftists tend to hang around with other leftists, so the people they're shedding on are other leftists, for the most part. Remember the technology from the 1990s out of South Africa, self-spreading depopulation vaccines? Remember that? You know that tech was built by the apartheid regime in order to exterminate blacks in South Africa to keep apartheid in power. That technology, part of it anyway, is what went into COVID vaccines. And what it means now is that white liberals are exterminating themselves using the very technology that was designed to exterminate blacks in South Africa. I mean, think about the cosmic irony of that. But it's true. They're exterminating themselves with a self-spreading depopulation, quote, vaccine. And this is a known area of technology called self-spreading vaccines. It's not exactly that, but it's close to that. It's spreading via shedding. But it's not yet replicating at the second stage or the third stage of spreading. So you can kind of argue, is it really self-spreading technically? Well, it's definitely self-shedding. That's definitely happening. And so these leftists are walking biological weapons. And this is why they have to keep the booster jabs going, because the boosters are necessary to keep people shedding, to make sure the walking biological weapons continue to poison others and spread more depopulation nanotech bioweapons, you see. Because if the vaccines worked, you wouldn't need boosters. If the vaccines worked, you wouldn't need masks. If the vaccines worked, you wouldn't need censorship about vaccines, would you? Obviously, the vaccines do not work. At least they don't work to stop infections from spreading. They do work for depopulation. They do work in terms of keeping people sick, making people shed like snakes, and shedding their skin, shedding nanoparticles and spike proteins, biological weapons, literally out of their skin. These are skin-penetrating nanoparticles. That's how they also make other people sick around them. So it is a serpent-like behavior, which is not surprising. If you say, oh, these leftists have turned into serpents or snakes, it's a very apt metaphor. And I guess with some of the transhumanism gene alteration that's going on, it is technically correct to say they're no longer fully human either, because some of the cells in their bodies are no longer representing fully human DNA. It's DNA from whatever's in SARS-CoV-2 and the spike protein payloads and so on. So these toxic leftist people are not even fully human, which, again, is not surprising because they haven't acted human in a long time, have they? They don't have empathy. They don't have compassion for human beings. They don't have the higher cognitive functioning of reason and rationality. They don't understand cause and effect. They're incapable of thinking as human beings would think. Thus, they haven't qualified as human for a long time. And remember, their entire goal is the complete destruction of civilization as it exists today. They want to destroy elections. They want to destroy democracy. They want to destroy freedom of speech. They want to destroy biology through depopulation weapons. They seek to destroy everything that counts. I mean, literally everything. And they're going to fail. The one thing they will succeed at destroying, however, is themselves. And the rest of us say, well, good riddance. These non-human, demonic, self-destructive, irrational, hate-filled, intolerant demons that are called Democrats or leftists or, you know, Marxists or what have you, They do not have a place in the future of human civilization. They have nothing to offer humanity. Nothing. They have no gifts. They have no compassion. They have no constructive ideas whatsoever. They just want to destroy and dominate. They want to enslave humanity and murder their own babies and kill people through starvation. So as they vanish from the landscape, because they remove themselves from the human gene pool, we can only, frankly, praise God. Praise God that we had the wisdom to choose a different path than those who are destroying themselves. Praise God that the destroyers of our world decided to destroy their own bodies from the inside first. They're doing the job to themselves so that the rest of us didn't have to do it. I mean, they lined up and did this to themselves. They volunteered to commit suicide, to remove themselves from the future, saving the rest of us the trouble of having to fight a civil war or something like that. All we have to do now is survive and wait for these lunatics to kill themselves or kill each other or maybe eventually just start eating each other, whatever they're going to do as their cities collapse. When the cannibalism begins, try to be far away from that because that is what's coming. So that's my take on things, folks. Thank you for listening and thank you for your blessings. And again, thank God that we are not among those demons. Thank God that we have the sense to respect life and respect health and not fall for the government traps that are really depopulation weapons against humanity. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care.